Visit WilliamHill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ. It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Adam Hill.
Oh, man. Hey.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Yowza, too much going on a Wednesday. Cofield and Company, live, Road Spot, the T, Toshiba Plaza. But this is another one of those crazy days around Las Vegas. We've got VGK on the road against the hated Russian dope and his buddies, the Capitals. That's a 5 o'clock start over on Fox 1340, so we know there's going to be spots jammed all around the city, including our viewing party with VGK Frank and company on the east side at Parkway Tavern. We've got a... Yeah! Lakers! We've got the Lakers in town. My favorite team since I was a young kid. So I'm excited. My Laker brethren are going to be out. It's 3 o'clock. It's 4.5 hours before the game. Look, there's Lonzo and there's LeBron right there. They look smaller from a distance.
Yeah, I don't think that's them.
I think it is.
People wearing their jerseys.
Oh, baby. And the evil empires in town, the Warriors. We'll get an update on Dr. Dre, Draymond Green, if he's playing or not. And then the season finale that you're covering, Lights FC, downtown.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's a crazy sports weekend. Of course, you mentioned VGK.
Weekend? It's midweek?
You're right.
The weekend already started for you with hockey.
Well, I just botched what I was trying to say. I was saying it's all setting up to the big sports weekend, which is VGK at Flyers on Saturday. That's the big
all
week.
Right.
But yeah, everything is a prelude to that. But yeah, it's these are the kind of days that, you know, we've talked about in the last year of a lot of different confluences coming together in the sports world here in Las Vegas, and it's going to be an awesome night. You're right, downtown. I'll be there for the Lights game and a very interesting, you know, they like to try things down there with the Lights, and today is no different as they gear up for a Wednesday night game with a lot of sports competition in town and offering their fans a little something special, I suppose.
Yeah, they've got a fan appreciation night tonight. All you can drink beer pass, $20.
Yeah, seems like a good idea.
I think it's a brilliant idea. If they brought back the helicopter with the money and mixed it with the all-you-can-drink beer, then we got something.
I would like that, for sure. I know a lot of my friends are very excited about tonight, that they have made their decision.
Is that right? Think about this. All you can drink at a professional sporting event, it's $20.
Seems like a good deal.
Yeah, you have a lot of options tonight. You can hang out down here for the Lakers game. If you're going into the game, certainly you're going to have a great freaking time with LeBron and Lonzo against Steph and the other guys. KD, I don't want to insult him. He'll get all pissy about it. We know how he's been the last couple of days. You can hang out here at the park, downtown.
We know.
You can go to the Lights game, and obviously VGK viewing parties all over town.
Yeah, we know all those confluences came together. I know that there was a injured VGK player, Warriors players, and Lakers players all having dinner in the same restaurant last night, which is interesting.
Really?
Oh,
can
yeah.
Can you give us some names?
Draymond Green was there. Alex Tuck was there. This is, the reports that we got. Several players from both teams hanging out at the same restaurant down a couple doors down from here. Last night. So everything coming together at dinner, then everything coming together tonight for all the fans. It is a really cool night. I am excited for tonight.
It allows me to turn the page because obviously I'm not pleased with the results of the ALDS, Yankees and the Red Sox. Yankees fall flat again. Pitching was garbage throughout the series. Hitting, about as bad. The hitting did nothing, and they threatened a little bit in the ninth inning last night, but when Kimbrel was struggling, it got to 4-2. Gary Sanchez, chance with the bases loaded. Whew, that was close. On the warning track, came up short, and then end of the game, bang, bang play at first. They got it right. They went to replay, and game is over, and the Yankees, who hit 5,000 home runs, couldn't muster enough offense against the Red Sox. And now we got Red Sox and Astros, sort of, well, that's not sort of, it's what we predicted before the season, at least I did, because of the deep pitching staffs. So good job by the Red Sox and the Astros. And you know what? I don't even mind what the Red Sox did after the game with some of the mocking on the Yankees. They were playing New York, New York at Yankee Stadium.
In the locker room.
In the locker room in the clubhouse. And, well, turnabout is fair play, right?
Yeah.
Judge apparently did the same thing at Fenway, and, well, they got wind of it, and they're like, okay.
Yeah, they weren't happy with it. First of all, I'll say about the game, I'm just glad they at least made it close. It was, you know, not a great series necessarily, and certainly Game 3 was a awful blowout. I was watching the game with some people out last night, so I was just happy it became interesting at the end. I don't know why anybody was swinging at anything while Kimbrel was up there. He could not find the strike zone, and you've got, you know, walks, hit by pitches, and then all of a sudden a pitch. I'm trying to remember who it was. Might have been Sanchez with base loaded, who comes out swinging at the first pitch way out of the zone and just setting the tone for that bat.
It was Sanchez.
What are you doing?
There was a ball up in the zone, and he freaking tried to just ram it into the crowd.
The ram it.
I had that song in my head all day yesterday. We're playing that all season long, the L.A. Rams song.
It's
the more I watch it, it is. They actually, on the morning show today, I guess they had an adult movie star. They should have played it on the morning show. Some of the dudes from the 86 Rams are like, they get kind of creepy.
Ram it.
Like, ram it all day and ram it all night. I did a, wasn't really a rap version, hip-hop version.
Solid.
I did sort of a hair metal version.
Solid, for sure.
Yeah. So of all guys to get on the Yankees, how about Mark Teixeira going after Aaron Judge?
Oh, boy.
Saying that playing New York, New York after Game 2 at Fenway was a mistake. Seriously?
I don't know that it's a mistake. I mean, yeah, it looks stupid and bad when they bring it back on you and taunt you with it a couple of nights later. But, you know, it's fine. And that's when the Yankees do it, it's kind of more just celebrating themselves. Like, I get it. If he would have gone in there and played, I don't know what a Boston song would be. I have no idea. Like, to taunt them by playing their song in their clubhouse, I guess that's different. Like, he was celebrating his own team. I don't think it's that stupid or that bad. Now it's early in the series to start celebrating, but I don't necessarily think it's that stupid.
Yeah. Teixeira, the former Yankee, said, "You woke a sleeping giant. Aaron Judge has no rings." I have a ton of respect for Aaron Judge, but I think he will have rings. But when you boast, when you wake a sleeping giant in Boston on your way back out to Yankee Stadium, then get your butts kicked two games in a row, I just think that you might want to let your bat do the talking. All right. I have to say, as a longtime Yankee fan and a Laker fan, dial it down, Mark Teixeira. Like, you were part of a championship-winning team. You also were a productive player after your first year, but for some reason, you couldn't hit above 255. I don't know what changed.
Something changed.
Yeah, numbers really went down. Contributor, good player, but dial it down on Aaron Judge.
Yeah, and again,
Hot shot.
And it's very easy to say it, you know, two nights later when it gets called back on you and brought back to you. But listen, it's a guy having fun. It's not that huge of a deal. Like I said, if he's playing something to taunt them, but he was playing his own, you know, his own city's song, it's fine. Although, what, Fresno's his city, not New York.
We'll get to a little Red Sox on Yankee crime as CeCe Sabathia was all pissed off at Angel Hernandez. That's coming up around 3:30. We got Justin Watkins later in the hour, but up next we're going to get you ready for this Lakers game. If you've watched Spectrum Sportsnet, you've seen Mike Trudell walk in the sidelines, outstanding sideline reporter, does radio on ESPN LA, and he's going to pop on in less than 8 minutes to get us ready for this game tonight as the Warriors are in town against my Lakers.
Follow the Cofield and Company crew around Sin City on Instagram at ESPN Las Vegas.
Do you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org to make a donation. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
Hey, it's Clay Baker. Join me this Friday for the Vegas Golf and Beer Festival at the Las Vegas Golf Center. If you like golf or beer, this is the place to be. You can demo all the latest clubs, get amazing deals on equipment and clothing, sample some great beers, plus everyone who attends receives a free round of golf. It all happens this Friday at the Las Vegas Golf Center, across from Town Square with ESPN Las Vegas.
Do you have feet, back, or leg pain? All of us are susceptible. Think about it. That's 2% of your frame holding up 98% of your body. That can lead to problems. I put a hurting on my feet, doing a lot of yard work, plus all that walking when I'm working the sidelines during the games. It's Steve Cofield here. I went to see the folks at the Good Feet Store. They'll tell you about the four arches of the foot and try to make sure those foot tissues are getting exercised like they need to be. And at the Good Feet Store, it's more affordable than ever to try their three-step system that can change your life. They'll create a customized solution specifically to fit your needs, activities, and wardrobe. You can go into the Good Feet Store 7 days a week. The personalized fitting is free, and you can even leave the store for a test walk. Why not? You got to try them out. And the products come with a lifetime guarantee. If you have foot problems, here's a solution with my friends at the Good Feet Store. Two locations, one at 26 West Sahara, right across from Palace Station, and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Stop dealing with the pain. Get into the Good Feet Store today.
It's Paul Powell.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. It can decide how long your case takes. It can decide how much money your case settles for. And most importantly, it can decide how much money you put in your pocket. I've represented thousands of injury clients in the last 20 years. My total settlements and jury verdicts exceed $200 million. And unlike most lawyers, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. That means more money in your pocket, right where it belongs. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now. 728-5500. The call is free and will come to you. Paul Powell, more lawyer, less fee.
Football Central at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino is the place to catch all the football action. Hey, it's Adam Hill from Cofield & Company on ESPN 1100. Join us this Sunday starting at 8 as we go over all the lines with Sportsbook Director Jay Cornegay. Then, stick around to watch all the games on huge HD screens in the Superbook. Bucket specials, food specials, the Bud Light girls, and your chance to win some super cool prizes. Always free parking.
And Sunday, October 14th at the Westgate Las Vegas, watch the games with Raider greats Cliff Branch and Jerry Robinson for autographs while we watch Oakland take on Seattle.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
PT, Sean Patrick, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar is the place to be for hockey season. Enter to win tickets to a Vegas Golden Knights game in our VIP suite. And be sure to ask your bar host how you could win $20 in free play for every night's goal. Watch the game with sound on while enjoying $20 beer buckets, food specials from $3, and the best happy hour in town with 50% off drinks 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. PT's Entertainment Group, official sponsor of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Gravetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has been providing orthopedic care in the Las Vegas Valley for more than 15 years. Whether you're a top-notch athlete, active adult, weekend warrior, younger athlete, or someone who is experiencing everyday joint pain, Dr. Michael Gravetti and Dr. Caleb Pinneger have the knowledge, talent, and experience to get you back in your game. Gravetti Orthopedics is committed to personal attention, quicker recovery times, and most importantly, successful outcomes. Put your trust in the team of experienced professionals at Gravetti Orthopedics. Visit GravettiOrtho.com today.
North America's largest power sports show is coming to Vegas. 2019 motorcycles, ATVs, parts and accessories from 500 exhibitors. Free demo rides and free motorcycle parking sponsored by Sheffield Financial Services. Find your ride at the American International Motorcycle Expo presented by Nationwide. Mandalay Bay, October 13th and 14th. MotoShowTickets.com.
In every state in the country.
Good morning, Piston Service, Kent speaking.
And in every city and every state.
Rapid Lube, this is Jeremy. How can I help you?
You'll find a local auto shop that's probably been there for years.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
This is Matt.
Kent speaking.
And this is Ben.
Phil, can I help you?
And in most of those shops.
Thank you for choosing All Tires, Staten Island's home for tires and service.
You'll find us.
This is Lynn. How may I help you?
Interstate Batteries are sold in over 100,000 locally owned locations across the nation. Find the one near you at interstatebatteries.com.
Take care.
Don't miss the most rockin' motorcycle event of the year, Vegas Bike Fest, October 11th through the 14th at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Three concerts for $35, Puddle of Mud, Fog Hat, and local favorite, Her Story of Rock. A weekend full of everything motorcycle. Shopping, bike shows, contests, food trucks, Ink Mayhem Tattoo Convention, and more. Come out for the only biker party, Vegas style. Stop by Henderson Harley-Davidson to grab a free ticket or use promo code LVB527 and receive $10 off your registration.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Lonnie's going to be great. It's going to be great for our ball club. We got two great point guards in Zoe and Doe. And that rhymes, so I kind of like that a little bit. But they're going to be great for our ball club. He has a great guy that he can talk to every single day. And Doe, one of the best point guards we had in our league for years. So, he'll benefit from that for sure.
LeBron talking about the mix of Rondo, Lonzo. Be interesting to see how that works out over the course of the season. Cofield, Adam Hill hanging out here at Toshiba Plaza. Yep, Lakers are in town. LeBron's back in town. This is like a second home for LeBron. Now his first home is L.A., but he's in Vegas all the time. He was here over the summer for the Summer League. He's here often for Team USA. He was here the summer for Bronny and some of the weird stuff that happened with AAU. Mike Trudell is filing all of this insanity around LeBron. Mike, the sideline reporter on Spectrum Sportsnet, joins us here on this Wednesday. What's up, Mike?
Steve and Adam, pleasure to be with you guys. How you doing?
We are fired up. We are fired up. I am a lifelong Lakers fan. Are you going to challenge me on this, Adam?
Yeah, just go ahead with it.
I'm a lifelong LeBron fan, and I basically wear all of my girlfriend's Lakers stuff. It's very tight. It's very small. But I'm down with LeBron. What has it been like covering this so far? And this may be a silly question. What was the most frenzied atmosphere so far? Was it San Diego, Anaheim, or the games at Staples?
Well, so it's not a silly question. I've been spending a lot of time in Las Vegas, guys, over the last 10 years since I've been covering the Lakers. I think more than any other city, because we're always here for at least 2 weeks every July when it's 115 every day. But I actually really like it here, and there are a ton of Lakers fans. And I think, to your point about LeBron, though, what we've now added in to the, you know, there's always going to be a ton of Lakers fans, right? It's the biggest fan base in the world for a basketball team. But LeBron has his own massive fan base. These groups are now colliding and converging, and of course it's been nuts. You know, I think Staples Center was probably the biggest showing. You know, sure, it was crazy in San Diego, but that's about a 13,000-seat arena, and just, you know, not quite the same, of course, as when he walked down to Staples Center for the first time. So definitely nuts. It reminded me a lot of Kobe's final season, especially down the stretch there.
Well, it's going to be bonkers here. This is an arena that can hold upwards of 19, a little bit smaller than Staples. I just checked out the box office. They're standing room only for $100, and then the cheapest ticket available downstairs is $300. So, I mean, the market is boffo here in Vegas for LeBron and the Lakers.
For sure, yeah. And I think that, you know, this has been a big for the Lakers in this town just because they're – too many people that you can actually get Spectrum here in Las Vegas. And then, of course, you know, just going back to the years of, you know, some people go as far back as Wilt and Jerry West and everything, but sure, the 80s Lakers and then the early 2000s, the Kobe Shaq Lakers, there's always been a constant team that's fun and good to root for. We had this little dip over these last 4 or 5 years, and then, you know, here comes LeBron with all of the young talent that they've been assembled have been bad. And that's the is the main show. LeBron is the biggest thing that could have happened. But, you know, there are several young players that are kind of quietly last year were pretty good. And I think that's the thing that Lakers are thinking as a chance to make this team. That's the thing that they think has the chance to make this team, you know, a pretty good team when you add LeBron to it. And that'll be the key to see how that develops this year.
So update on Lonzo Ball. He's ready to go tonight, right?
He's ready to go. He's going to come off the bench. I would expect he'll play about 20 minutes or so. They'll probably do some lineup swapping, so you see him play with a few of the starters. I wouldn't be surprised if he's on the court with LeBron for at least a few minutes, but Lonzo has looked good in practice for the last couple weeks now. LeBron James himself said that it didn't even look like he had off-season surgery, so I think everybody is very eager to see what Lonzo looks like because he is, you know, he did get stronger over the summer. That's one thing. He wasn't able to work on his on-court game as much, but he did add about 10, 15 pounds of muscle, and that should help.
I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, best-case scenario for the Lakers. What is the best they could possibly do? I'm actually I'm a pessimistic person, so I'm more, what could go wrong with this mix? And obviously injuries, if LeBron's hurt, that changes things. But, you know, assuming everybody's together and everybody's healthy, what could go wrong that this team doesn't live up to expectations?
To me, the biggest thing that could happen early in the season is you look around the Western Conference, and for the most part, all of these teams, at least the ones that are going to be competing for playoff spots, have a lot of their starting lineups intact, that they have their rotations intact, same coach. The guys have had a chance to build cohesion. And this Lakers thing is totally new. You know, you have three new starters, LeBron, Rondo, and JaVale, at least for the start of the season. We'll see if Lonzo begins starting at a certain point. You have some new rotation players. You know, these guys are all playing in multiple positions as they're trying to create a new style. And that isn't always the best recipe to win NBA games, especially when you're going against teams that have all of that together. So to me, that's a big challenge. But the flip side to that would be you have LeBron James. And so late in games, you know, this team's going to play hard enough. I think, guys, they have enough young talent to stay in these games, and then you basically hope that LeBron takes you home until you find that cohesion. But I won't lie, that's definitely an area that you know should be a concern heading into a season. And then also, you know, we'll see if they can figure out the defense on the second unit especially. That's another area of potential weakness.
Mike Trudell, host at ESPN 710 LA, also the sideline guy for the Lakers. You know, let's go back to the beginning of Adam's questions. Or question, what are your expectations? What do you think the goal is here in terms of playoff seed or wins for the season?
Steve, so I think, look, they have to have the playoffs as a mandated goal. You know, there's no way that you get LeBron James and then you're anywhere near if you don't get into the playoffs. So I think that's the first thing. But then as to whether or not they can win a series, a lot of that could just depend on seeding and who they're up against. And if Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka not necessarily use next year's cap space, but make a trade that could impact things for this season and for next season. Of course, we know that they were reluctant, and everybody totally understands why. I think it was really a smart thing that they did to keep that potential max slot for next year by not committing to players that they didn't see as part of the long-term picture. So that could be used in so many different ways, whether it's through a trade, whether it's through waiting. And to that point then, Steve and Adam, I don't know for sure what the team's going to look like. But I do, just based on what's going on in the rest of the Western Conference, I do think that it's realistic for them to chase the fourth seed. You know, I think that I don't think Houston and Golden State are going to be challenged too much for those top couple seeds. I think Utah is right there. And about a month ago, I might have told you OKC, but I'm really concerned about Westbrook's knee. He's not playing yet. I think he might end up playing closer to 60 games. And I can poke holes in all of the other teams. So to me, they should be chasing at least a to get home court advantage in the playoffs. And I don't think that's unrealistic or unreasonable, even if it's going to be tough as they try to figure out how to play together and these young guys really have to take a step.
You take calls, I'm sure, you know, just about every day on the radio station. What do the fans think the expectations are? Because are you underselling it a bit? Or are they expecting, hey, Western Conference title challenge, DSW, you know, 55 wins?
You know, so now that we've established that is a lifelong Lakers fan, so clearly following the team along, you know the deal. I mean, there are so many Laker fans that I try not to generalize because you have some really, really sharp and smart Laker fans that have watched good basketball for much of their lives and are very much realistic. Now, those aren't the types of fans you hear as much on Twitter. I'm sure you guys I'm sure that happens here in Vegas with almost everything. Like, the people that you hear the most from, you know, are literally the definition of a fan, where where title or bust, and all of that is a thing. But I tend to think that that's more of a minority of fans, and the reason is, again, guys, because the Lakers have just been around for so long, they've been good for so long, that Laker fans are really pretty educated on what's going on. So I don't the majority of people that I'll run into at the arena, Laker fans that I know, that I spend time around, that call in, that group I think understands the challenge of, and they, you know, they're also taking their cues from LeBron and from Luke Walton, who would tell you all the same stuff. I mean, they're not talking about finals or busts. Like they're not talking about, you know, the speed that they're going to get in the playoffs. They've been very good and smart and careful about, you know, listing all of the reasons why that this is a challenge, at least to start, you know, without putting a ceiling. And so I do think that people get that for the most part, and it's going to be important to keep that in mind. Guys that have been in this business, you know that we're not going to talk some people out of thinking that that the first game that they lose is the end of the world, and I'm sure that will happen for a minority of people.
Could the Lonzo Rondo or the Ronzo situation become a problem? I mean, to me, it's one of those things where you stand back and watch and say, this could get very interesting at some point in the season. Is that crazy, or is that certainly a concern for this team?
So the reason I would say that it's not a concern, or at least it would be very far down on it, is because Rondo has been great. You know, maybe contrary to his reputation, he's been great with young players for the last couple of stints that he's been in. We all heard about New Orleans and how much all of his teammates, especially his young guys, liked him and how he kind of took charge of that unit. We know about that whole situation in Chicago, right, where you had Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade on one side and Rondo and all of the young guys on the other. And he really, I think, he turned a page at a certain point of his career. You know, he's in his early 30s now. He's got two young kids. You know, he really is much less worried about him having to start or get a certain number of minutes or get a certain number of points and assists. And, you know, he's really just trying to impact winning. And I also think that here's something, guys, that maybe you know, not everybody that doesn't follow the Lakers every day, which is only one of you, knows, right, about Lonzo Ball. He's super likable. He's easygoing. He's funny. He's laid back. He's loose. Right, so he's not the kind of guy that, you know, that is viewed differently in the locker room for a guy like a bet or something, thinking, oh, he's coming to try to take this spot. That's really not there. It's really been mostly positive interactions along those lines. So I don't think that'll be a big thing this year. I think, in fact, Rondo will be happy to try to bestow as much knowledge as he can on Lonzo. And guess who else is going to make sure that happens? Is LeBron James. Because we know that LeBron has openly embraced Lonzo, and when LeBron does that, you know, everybody else has to fall in line, even if they didn't want to.
I actually agree with all of that. I wasn't worried about Rondo at all, and I'm not worried about Lonzo. I think Lonzo is great. My concern is if Rondo is taking minutes, is there outside forces around Lonzo that become a problem?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So from the minute standpoint, like in other words, if Rondo's playing well and, you know, Lonzo's not on the court as much as either he wants to or as much as fans or basically anybody you want to, is that a better way to characterize it?
Yes, maybe family members.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, so look, it's the NBA, man. I mean, all of these guys are there for a reason. They all probably think that they should be staying. That includes Josh Hart, you know, who may come off the bench with KCP at that battle. That includes Lance Stevenson. You know, certainly Brandon Ingram, I think, is going to be locked in there as the second best player on the team in the starting three. But how about Kyle Kuzma? Coming off a great sophomore season, rookie season, he wants to be, as he has told me and several other people, he wants to be an all-time great in the game, and now he's going to be coming off the bench behind LeBron and used in different lineups. So I just say that about any professional team. There's always going to be guys who are looking for more, who want to sort of this dual goal of team development and winning, and then, hey, I want to get paid too. I want to show that I'm a star. You know, we all have that in us. I don't know which one of you guys thinks that you know, you're certainly the one on the radio show. People probably already know that, right? I'm not going to say who it is. But that's just natural, right? It's natural in any type of profession. So to me, that's not going to be that much of a thing. That's more of a narrative to me.
What's it been like for you as the reporter dealing with some of the wackadoos? You know, we talk about Rondo being, you know, a guy who has a reputation, but some of the other dudes, you just mentioned some of the space cadets. How have they been like to interview and deal with?
Dave, honestly, so this will sound like I work for the team, and I do. But they've all been great with me. They're all, and here's the biggest reason why. Every single team in the league right now is happy, except for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Okay, that's
right.
Okay, but these guys, you know, it's a very positive. Training camp is positive in every sport that I've covered. These guys are all sort of eager to get the season going. There's been no, you know, fights inside. There's been no crazy things said to us. Like, JaVale McGee is actually one of the better interviews that I've had in a few years. He's very insightful and interesting. Beasley is super sort of laid back and funny and odd in his own ways, but really good. Lance is actually, in interviews, Lance is actually very understated. You know, he talks about defense and he talks about the team. I haven't seen any of that stuff yet. To me, a lot of those reputations come more from, you know, like JaVale being on Jackson a fool a bunch, you know, and that's true. You're going to get some plays that are made on the court like that, Lance and the blowing in LeBron's ear and all that. But when you just talk to these guys like people in the locker room or just sitting around after practice, they've all been pretty cool so far. And, you know, look, we'll see how everything develops with those guys and the rest of the roster.
Mike, we appreciate it. I don't know what the post-game plans are, but if you're looking for a strip club, Adam Hill, my partner, is a strip club guy, so we can hook you up on that. That's about the biggest hookup we got. Sorry.
I'm good on that. I appreciate it. I will. You can find me most likely at Tacos El Gordo, where I have to go multiple times when I'm in town. So free pub for those guys. And that's
beautiful. I'll probably see you.
Beautiful. All right, Mike. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
There you go. Mike Trudell, outstanding silent reporter, doing the radio show on ESPN LA, turning you down for your strip club connections.
Well, I'll be working much after the game ends. So,
when do you go to a strip club? At 9 o'clock?
No, I don't know when he'll be done.
We're all going to be done about the same time.
My game starts later, and then my work starts.
11 o'clock, midnight.
Okay. I mean,
I will contact him in my LeBron jersey and hat and look really professional.
Yeah.
And say, hey.
I thought you guys were going to bond as radio hosts / sideline reporters.
Same level.
Yeah.
Definitely the same level.
Yeah,
same market size and same beats.
I think so.
No doubt. All right, back to the Yankees and the Red Sox and the aftermath. We'll get you ready for what's going on all around baseball.
Baker
and, of course,
Mayfield here.
What's that? That is weird. Yeah, out of nowhere. We got all these Laker jerseys, and, Chubby Baker just walked by with a number 6 jersey.
I think it's actually Baker. We'll talk to him later and find out.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Interstate batteries are some of the longest-lasting car batteries in the business. And you can find those long-lasting batteries at over 100,000 locations across the nation. And yet, we recycle even more batteries than we sell. Why? Because we don't just want to get you going. We want to make sure where you're going remains worth getting to. Interstate Batteries, the nation's number one car battery recycler.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia.
Findlay Kia.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 844-91-BIBLE.
It's Cofield and Company.
Here he comes, the 1-2. Bouncing ball, going to be a tough play. Nunez gloves, throws, and in time for the out. The Red Sox will celebrate, and that's it. The Boston Red Sox win the division series 3 out of 4 against the Yankees, and the Boston Red Sox are headed to the American League Championship Series.
Interesting offseason for the Yankees. Believe me, it'll be interesting if the Red Sox get blown off the field by the Astros. It's just the way it is. If the Dodgers get destroyed by the Brewers. We've talked about this throughout the playoffs. The evil empires of baseball, there's about 11 of them. There's going to be such a frenzy, especially in, you know, Boston and New York, and I think in L.A. to a certain extent too, to add to the team if they don't get the job done. Although I think in a way the Dodgers, a lot of Dodgers fans, not that this is gravy, but I think we're convinced at some point this season that, hey, maybe it's not going to happen. So I wonder what their expectations are. Now, I know in Boston and New York, they're just nuts. Yeah. So, I mean, some of the stuff on Aaron Boone, they won 100 games. The team didn't hit. Yeah. I mean, there's complaints that you mismanaged your bullpen in a game that was 1,000-1 in Game 3. But that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Those towns get crazy.
Well, I would say whatever happened with Game 3, that probably should be worth looking at. If he really didn't know the time of the game and really didn't have the team warming up properly.
Oh, Severino.
And guys took the field without their cleats because they didn't know what time the game was starting and had to change after the first inning. Like, if all those things happened, then you need to examine who the coach is. That's bad.
And I did say, you know, I did see people with valid complaints that, you know, you did hire a dude who was an announcer. Just because he played the game, it's not always a guarantee that one of these guys comes out of the booth, an ex-player, and is a good manager. And he gave him one of the biggest jobs in all of sports, and you fired a guy who was pretty good.
Right.
Right. Like, a lot of people are like, wait, Joe Girardi's getting fired? For what? Like, the team's not there yet.
For the broadcaster. I mean, that's what they did.
You saw that CeCe Sabathia got all pissed afterwards, was ripping into Angel Hernandez, which is interesting, actually. CeCe, in all of his starts with Hernandez, the one of the worst umps in baseball, I think before this, CeCe Sabathia had a 104 ERA with him behind the plate. Well, so it's not like it's been an issue, but he freaking tore into him, and Rick Porcello decided to respond and rip on CeCe.
Well, he said, throw it over the plate, CeCe.
Yeah.
Which, okay, I mean, I guess that's fair.
Shut up, you turncoat dirtbag from northern New Jersey.
You think you should still cheer for the Yankees?
I don't think he has to cheer for them. I also, more important than that, because I obviously he's not going to cheer for the Yankees because he went to Seton Hall Prep. More importantly, I don't think that you should be doing player-on-player crime. I think players should be bonded together against the 5 or 6 umps at the bottom of the rankings in baseball, and Angel Hernandez, and it's not because the Yankees lost. It was, you know, you saw in Game 3, he sucked. He's constantly egging on guys to fight with him. He gets emotional. He blows.
CeCe said he shouldn't be anywhere near playoff games. He's bad. I don't understand why he's doing these games. It's sad that he's allowed to do them. It's crazy. He's always bad. He's just a bad umpire. Mm-hmm. And as I said,
and some people have explained it that, hey, Angel Hernandez actually filed a complaint in the past, and I think baseball's a little afraid of him. So what? Do the right thing. He's going to file a lawsuit, and then so rake him over the coals, make him pay a bunch of freaking legal fees, and then settle. Whatever the settlement would be with Angel Hernandez would be a pittance for the crap he's producing on the field, and potentially, again, this is not about last night's game, but whatever money they'd have to dole out just to get rid of him certainly outweighs his effect on the integrity of the game. He stinks.
Awful. And the thing with Sabathia and Porcello, you know, he said throw it over the plate. It's not that CeCe was walking guys. He only walked 2 guys yesterday. It was, and if you look at the full quote from Porcello, You got to get the ball over the white part of the plate, and then you get the strikes called. Well, you don't want to put the ball over the white part of the plate. You want to put it on the corners, on the black. And if you're not getting those calls, then you do have to throw it over the plate, and then you usually get hit. Like, that's how these things work. So I don't even know what
I wish someone jumped in and they're like, he's 100. He throws 10 miles an hour slower than he did at his peak. He can't throw it over the plate, Rick. It's going to happen to you too, brother.
Yeah.
So you may want to stick together when there's crappy umpires out there. By the way, there was another guy who also said, quote, Angel was horrible. Don't get me going on Angel now. Major League Baseball needs to do something about Angel. It doesn't matter how many times he sues Major League Baseball. He's as bad as there is. Go after him, Rick. That's Pedro Martinez.
You okay?
Yeah. Okay. Wow, this ALCS is a nightmare for me. We got Seidel in the building who loves the Astros. I only root for one evil empire. I can't root for the southern evil empire, the Astros. Clearly, I'm going to have to because they also have annoying players. You know, anti-MAGA guy going after my guy, Trump. Alex Bregman is one of them.
Yeah.
Bregman pissing and moaning last round with regards to start times for the Astros. What'd he say? This is stupid.
He said they're the main event and they need to be on in prime time. That's ridiculous.
The defending champs are the main event. That's what he's claiming.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. And he's complaining about their day games and why are we playing during the day so much. We need to be the featured games in the main event. But then you look at the ratings, it seemed like TV was doing a good job picking which games to put on because the ratings for the Red Sox and Yankees were very good. I don't think they should be. I think people should be more interested in watching the Astros games and other games, but they're not. People are dumb and they like Red Sox Yankees.
Did he mention Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah, he said Floyd Mayweather doesn't fight first on the card. He fights in the main event. And he said, you're putting us during the day. Like, you're not Floyd Mayweather. By the way, you know what? They are Floyd Mayweather. But sorry, you're not drawing. You're more Andre Ward.
Right.
Like, you're really good, but just nobody cares. That's who you are.
Did you see... I just saw the highlight of this with... or the video of this. Ryan Presley, the Astros reliever, getting all pissed off in Cleveland because the Indians fans were all over Bobby Osuna, who was alleged to have beat the crap out of a lady. And so Presley's yelling into the crowd. Ryan Presley, who played most recently in Minneapolis. I'll dare you, Ryan. Do that at Fenway. With that bullpen. You know how the bullpen's situated there.
Oh, yeah.
Fans are right there.
Well, I mean,
and you know those fans are going to be very aware of Roberto Osuna and will be screaming stuff. So stand up every time you hear something and let's go.
I'd say he's lucky it's not Philly. Like, it's the World Series. Like, I don't know if you've been in that stadium and how the bullpens are there. Like, they basically built it so that the lunatic Philly crazy people could just stand around the bullpen and scream. Like, they built it that way on purpose. It's insane. But yeah, Boston, you're very accessible. It's going to happen, so be ready. I'd say keep him in the dugout.
Well, he actually yelling at a heckler in... This is one of the newer relievers for the Astros. He called him a D-head. And he also said to the heckler, you're effing soft. Again, do that in Boston.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
Because it'll only get worse.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't think they should put him out there. I think that's on the Astros. Keep him in the dugout. You're
probably right if it happened once.
Yeah, run him down there in the ninth inning when he needs to warm up.
We got a lot of legal issues to get into. Justin Watkins is going to be in studio with us here in just a couple minutes. We're set up in front of the tee getting ready for the Lakers and Golden State tonight. It's a 7:30 start. If you're looking for tickets, basically all they've got here, I walked up to the box office about a half an hour ago. You can get standing room only. That's about $100. And then lower level, there are some seats together in like section 15, $300 a piece.
The Tony Sanchez Radio Show is coming up at 6 o'clock at Born and Raised Las Vegas.
Hey, Vegas, Clay Baker here with you, and it's hockey night in Vegas. We are live at Twin Peaks in Henderson, 9510 Eastern, just south of 215. Eats, drinks, scenic views here at Twin Peaks. I'm here until 5:30. Oh, and hockey fans are starting to pour in here, and we're having a blast. We got domestic drafts for happy hour at 29 degrees. Only $3 for the 22-ounce, $7 for the man size. The import drafts, they're just $1 more. And they also have select apps for the happy hour, $2, $4, $6. Great scratch food at Twin Peaks, and it's a menu made for MVPs. And I'll tell you what, you can sit here with me, we can watch the games together, and you can register to win two tickets tickets for a VGK game this season. I got shirts and more. I'm here until 5:30 here. And, oh, man, I'm just looking at all the food that's coming in and around the table. Guys are ordering steaks. They got the burgers. They got Nashville hot chicken. They got it all here at Twin Peaks, 9510 Eastern Avenue in Henderson, just south of 215. I'm here until 5:30. Let's watch hockey together tonight at Twin Peaks in Henderson on ESPN Las Vegas.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 844-91-BIBLE.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Interstate batteries are some of the longest-lasting car batteries in the business. And you can find those long-lasting batteries at over 100,000 locations across the nation. And yet, we recycle even more batteries than we sell. Why? Because we don't just want to get you going. We want to make sure where you're going remains worth getting to. Interstate Batteries, the nation's number one car battery recycler.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia. Findlay
Kia. Want to hang at a cool spot for Thursday Night Football to watch the game? Join Cofield & Company at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino. There's free parking. That's right, free parking. Plus cheap eats and drinks. $12 on the buckets of beer, Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra. $3 drafts and $5 Micheladas. And when Cofield & Company is on during the daily happy hour, there's $2 pint shots and margaritas. ESPN Las Vegas' home for Thursday Night Football is the Corona Cantina at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino at Flamingo and Paradise.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's our Ultra Mega 2018 Back to School Blowout Sale. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars of ultra high quality laptops and desktops on sale for up to 50% off the original prices. We've got demos, scratch and dents, trade-ins, and funny colored computers. It's crazy! Remember, you get a lifetime service guarantee on any PC Laptops brand computer. That means if you mess up your Windows or you get a virus or spyware, it's covered forever. Got an old yucky computer? No problem. We'll take it in on trade and we'll transfer all your pictures, music, and all your stuff to your PC Laptops computer for free. When you get your computer from PC Laptops, we'll make sure you're taken care of for a lifetime. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Miller Lite, along with Terrible Herbst, is your headquarters for all your football game day essentials. Pick up your snacks and an ice-cold 18-pack of Miller Lite just in time to catch all the action. Miller Lite and Terrible Herbst are sending you to Kansas City to see them take on Oakland December 30th. Stop by the Miller Lite Game Day Flyaway display at participating Terrible Herbst. Text in the short code, and you and a guest could be flying to Kansas City to catch the game, including hotel and airfare. For complete rules, go to lvsportsnetwork.com. It's a Game Day Flyaway, powered by Miller Lite, Terrible Herbst, and Finley Chevrolet, home of the... Woo!
Right now, it's time for Cofield & Company's legal analyst, Justin Watkins, to lay down the law.
All right, let's do it. Every Wednesday, we talk to Justin Watkins. He's in studio. We're out here in Toshiba Plaza. What's up, Justin?
What's going on?
A whole lot. You sound fired up, buddy.
with the headphones on, I sound fired up to myself too.
Ah, you're a little bit loud. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll let you adjust. All right. Well, let's get right into it. That brawl outside, inside the cage, was just insane at USC 229. So, what are some of the general legal issues that the fighters, or maybe even UFC and the arena, have to deal with?
Yeah. So, I mean, the obvious is that Khabib and the people who jumped into the ring after Conor, and arguably Conor, although I don't think so, the easy analysis is that they could have charges pressed against them for assault and battery. And while Dana White, I watched the post-fight press conference, while he said that they were detained, not Khabib, but the other three were detained, but when Conor said that he wouldn't press charges, they were released. That's not the end of the road. They could still have charges pressed against them. Just because the victim doesn't wish to press charges doesn't prevent the DA's office or Metropolitan Police Department from doing an investigation and ultimately choosing to press charges. So that's number one. From the next level up, there is a crime called riot and rout, which is a conspiracy. If they could find that Khabib had it in his mind with his corner people and team to do this at the end of the fight, no matter what, win, lose, draw, that they were going to make a spectacle and go after people, well, that would be a crime of a different nature called riot and rout. And they could be charged with that, which carries with it felony penalties. So there are some serious ramifications there. I don't see anything criminally that could be done to UFC or the arena. But from a civil standpoint, of course, anybody who was in around the melee would have a claim against, I think, UFC, T-Mobile, and the fighters individually.
I'll go back to the first part of that answer with people not deciding to press charges and such. From everyone that I've talked to, the only person really that people expect charges to be filed on, and I believe charges will be filed on, is Red Shirt Guy, for lack of a better phrasing. If you watch through the entire video, he's the guy that came from completely outside, wasn't even part of Khabib's corner, and he jumps in after McGregor started that second fight. He jumped in and went after him from behind. I think you could argue maybe that he was protecting his friend, but you can't come from outside and come into that. That's the guy I think they are targeting right now for charges.
So, I guess everybody can see that sort of differently. You characterize it as Conor starting the second fight.
Yeah, Conor definitely threw the first punch.
But that doesn't mean he started the fight, right? I mean, you had... at that point, my perception of what he's experiencing is he is in immediate proximity and anticipation of physical harm. This guy is charging in and circling around towards him. I think he had a right to defend himself physically.
Hold on. Yeah. I'll go back because we're talking about two different things. Khabib jumps out, goes after Dylan Danis.
Yep.
That happens.
Yep.
Conor then tries to go out and go after Khabib.
Yep.
He's stopped by security.
Correct.
Another guy goes to help Khabib. Conor punches him in the face. Then the people start coming in from the cage to go after Conor for doing that. That's a totally... Would that be looked at as the same situation? I guess in legal terms, does that matter? Or is it a different incident because it's going on inside the cage and all the other stuff is going on outside?
Yeah, so I think that Connor has the right in that. So nobody disputes that Khabib jumping in the crowd after, I forget the person's name, Dylan.
Dylan Dennis.
Dylan Dennis, right? That Khabib is the instigator of that fight.
100%.
Okay? So Dylan Dennis has a right to defend himself, and his friends have the right to help defend him.
Okay.
And the fact that Khabib's corner man or another person is going to help Khabib to attack Dylan Dennis, who still is the victim, and Connor attempts to protect Dylan Dennis by jumping into that, Connor is protected by the same self-defense that Dylan Dennis is.
Okay?
Because the instigation has already been in play, and he's protecting the victim of that initial instigation. Then, in the ring, when everybody starts circling Connor definitely throws the first punch on that guy, too.
Yeah, he's totally fine there. Yes. I'm talking about the one when they're sitting on top of the cage.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I don't think Connor did anything that is criminal or even civil in exposure in any of his actions up to that point. Or at any point right. during what I've seen on all the tapes. I think that if I were the DA, the one I would want to press charges against more than anybody else involved in the melee is Khabib. Because he is the catalyst to the whole breakout. He clearly is going out of the ring, outside the rules of the sport, and attacking somebody who is not protected by the rules of the sport, not protected by the police, not protected by the security, not protected by the cage, and endangered a whole host of people all around him when he goes diving in 2 feet first. And he clearly didn't just hit Dylan Dennis when he went in there. He landed on all types of people. And if I'm the district attorney, I say, I can't let that kind of behavior go. Because if I let that behavior go, then everybody else down the stream that jumped in the ring and jumped out of the ring are all going to say, hey, it was a melee. I didn't know who was on the right and who was in the wrong. I was just getting in there and trying to, you know, calm everything down, and I had to protect myself. And you don't want to open yourself up to that. If you can pinpoint one person who started this whole thing, it's Khabib.
Interesting. Now, you've worked a little bit in politics now as the rep for District 35 as an assemblyman. Now, let's talk reality here from a political standpoint, right? So, the DA works for who?
The DA is elected.
Okay. Who does he answer to?
To us, the voters.
Okay. So, do you think there's any influence from local officials, from the governor, from Dana White, from the Nevada Athletic Commission? I don't know. I'll go as high as Trump and Putin.
Over the DA?
I'm not saying they have direct contact with him, but this could get very political.
Oh, well, certainly it is political. You can't avoid that. Whether the district attorney wants it to be public or political or not. So our current district attorney is Steve Wolfson.
Right.
He just won his race. He had one primary challenger, and he beat him in the primary by a hefty margin. So he is our elected district attorney again. He's on the ballot. So, in theory, you know, if I were to go, let's put me as the politician, I go in the DA's office, I say, listen, you know, Mr. Wolfson, as the rep of District 35, I really encourage you not to press charges because we want these fights, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You know, whatever it
right,
may be.
Right, right.
He looks at me and goes, rep of District 35, who are you? Right? Like, I had a million people vote in my race. You had 70,000 people vote in your race. I don't even know who you are. Get out of my office, right? So if we're going to say this is a political game and who has influence, the district attorney and being elected to the district attorney's office is pretty high up there in the political ladder. So there's not very many people, I think, that could walk into his office and say something from a political perspective that's going to have a lot of impact on him.
We got 2 minutes before we turn the clock into the 4 o'clock hour. Is there any chance anyone involved from the Connor side, the Irish, or the Khabib side, the Dagestanis, the Russians, could have issues with just access to the United States in the future?
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if either side gets charged with a felony and gets convicted of a felony, under the rules that have been created by the president right now and the instructions given to our immigration departments, it's very possible that a convicted felon will not be permitted to obtain the visa to travel over here, even under the guise of athletics and entertainment, which it does have a special consideration. So that's definitely possible, and it's very much was a consideration in the plea deal and how it was exactly worded and structured for Conor McGregor in New York in relation to the bus incident. There, you know, he did not plead to a felony, and that was important to his immigration status. So yeah, I know a lot of people were saying Dana White overplayed that in the press conference. I'm not so sure.
We got a few more follow-ups on UFC 229 and the brawl right here at T-Mobile. We're sitting.